Hillsborough County Commissioners today decided to try to cut their losses in the Kevin White sexual harassment case by voting not to appeal the ruling that they owe the victim and her attorney in the case over $225,000. The board also voted to have their attorneys work with Commissioner White's attorneys about seeing if they might possibly receive financial compensation from him. If not, they discussed suing him. Commissioner Rose for Leader brought up the issue of pursuing litigation against White, since it was determined that even if the county tried to pay off all the costs the court ruled they must pay, they are jointly tied with White in the case. If White appeals on his own, the county would still be liable. For the third straight time since they discussed the issue, Ferlita asked White if he would be able to contribute anything financially for the county's financial losses.
Mr. White, I've asked you a couple of times if you intended perhaps to contribute or participate in what would have to be paid in terms of damages, and I don't think you've chosen to answer that in the past, so I thought I'd try for the third time. Well, I guess then the third time is not a charm.
Earlier this week, U.S. District Court Judge Richard Wazara said the county must accept its responsibility for its role in the case. According to the St. Petersburg Times, Judge Wazara said testimony during last month's trial showed that the county offered no meaningful way for employees who are not civil service workers to challenge a wrongful firing. Commissioner Ken Hagan said they agreed and disagreed with Judge Lazar's writings.
I do not feel that the taxpayers should be responsible for Commissioner White's actions. And the action I think we should take should be with the intent of providing the greatest likelihood of minimizing the cost to the taxpayers. So that's kind of what I struggle with.
In struggle, the board members did for much of their 90-minute-plus discussion on the issue. But nobody's been more definitive in her opinion that the board should cut their losses during these discussions than Commissioner Ferlita, who again led the charge that the board need to move on and make the best of a rotten situation for them and the county taxpayers for White's transgression.
Pay her what is awarded to her, pay the fees, pay the amounts that we owe, cut our losses, litigate against our co-defendant, and have Ms. Lee look at the opportunity if a bankruptcy situation occurs to see what we're able to lien.
But after being mostly silent during the previous public discussions on his case, Commissioner White spoke out prominently today. He said the reason the county was in its predicament was not because of his actions, but because the county had failed in its responsibilities, quoting Judge Lazar and one of the jurors.
In the jury verdict, they awarded the plaintiff zero for damages or back wages, but they said they awarded this plaintiff money because they wanted to send the county a message for not having policies in place. That's not Kevin White talking. Those were the jurors that sat through this trial that said, we're sending the county a message because they didn't have policies in place to protect employees.
White also criticized Judge Lazar for actions that he said the judge allowed in the courtroom.
One, having witnesses that were listening at the door and listening to other members testify, then being called in and brought in to testify and being allowed to testify after being asked by the judge, were you listening and were you trying to get your testimony together? This is our legal process. I never wanted to cry foul. I'm not going to cry foul now. This is the best system that we have, unfortunately. For me, it didn't work.
Later, County Attorney Renee Lee discussed the board's best options if they paid the settlement currently owed, the $75,000 to White's former aide who accused him of sexual harassment, Alyssa Ogden, and the $150,000 for her attorney, Ron Fraley.
We both have full liability for the judgment and attorney's fees.
Right.
We both have the right to appeal. If the board decides not to appeal and pay the settlement and attorney's fees, you are completely out of the case. You will get a full release and settlement from the plaintiff for us. You will still have your right of contribution against Commissioner White. Now, if Commissioner White decides to appeal, he has to appeal by October 11th. That's the date that will affect our appeal as well as his. If it is not filed by October 11th, he will be foreclosed from filing an appeal.